You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right, like the dude just said. And this is an unusual day for us. So, hey, Copper is running the board. Hey, Ms. Copper, how you doing today?
Hello, I'm doing well.
I'm glad. And you helped us through the bugs of getting the sound check done, because we are broadcasting live right now from the lobby of the Grand Hyatt in Buckhead over in the Atlanta area, here for the Conservative Partnership Institute gathering, basically looking at setting up some conservative policy caucuses around the state legislatures. And so we're going to mix the show up a little bit today. You guys are used to a format. We typically run into the greeting right now and straight into my monologue, but we're going to take a step away from that. Bring the monologue the right side way to you here in just a minute. I'm pleased to go straight to the phones because we've got a guest coming on with us right off the bat that sort of sets the tone for why we're doing this today. Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona's 5th Congressional District is on the line with us. He's a former state legislator who then went on to Congress and most recently has been the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. The most conservative members of our congressional delegations serve in the Freedom Caucus. And so Congressman Andy Biggs is on line one. Let me bring him in right now. Congressman Biggs, thank you so much for joining Right Side Radio today. How are you?
Phil, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And we're pleased you made some time. Congressman, I'm here in Atlanta right now. I know you guys got stuck up there. I think Speaker Pelosi scheduled some votes for you. But nonetheless, Freedom Caucus. I think one of the things that's most important to sort of lay out for our folks on the air here is, and I've kind of laid the groundwork on previous shows, is that the Freedom Caucus is one of many caucuses, but your brand is that you are among the most conservative members of Congress. Am I correct?
Yeah, Phil, that's exactly right. I mean, I don't know how many hundreds of caucuses exist up here, but we were formed to be the conservative voice.
Well, and that's so important, because there are times when, and I tell my listeners all the time, you can be a Republican and still not be a conservative. You can be a conservative Republican and still not have leanings that are, you know, truly, you know, liberty-minded, fiscal conservative. And yet the Freedom Caucus since 2015, I believe, has set yourselves up as being among the most conservative, if not the, in the nation. And we appreciate the track record y'all have built so far. One of the things that has really struck me, though, as a former state senator myself, is that we don't see as much of that in the state legislatures. And you served in the Arizona State House and Senate, if I'm not mistaken.
Tell
me what your thoughts are about forming freedom caucuses at the state level.
Well, Phil, since you served, you understand this. A lot of times, just like up here, you got the establishment or the leadership, and they're going to try to crush you a little bit. And they're not necessarily going to stick to the party platform or the promises that we run on. So we thought that it would be appropriate to affiliate with state legislators around the country. And once we floated that idea, a lot of state legislators contacted us, and they agree, and there's a lot of reasons to do it. And so I'm looking forward to the development of the State Freedoms Caucus.
Well, I completely agree. And just for your own background, I'm also affiliated with the Alabama Policy Institute, which was founded by one of your colleagues, Congressman Gary Palmer. And that institute is what this show sprang out of. But at the same time, we have been floating the idea just the last couple of years of forming what we were calling a conservative policy caucus. I will be honest, I'm a little bit, I got some professional jealousy going on that Alabama's not going to have the very first Freedom Caucus in the state legislature. But nonetheless, I see this as being beneficial, and I really hope it's going to grow. And what are your thoughts on where it goes from here?
Well, Phil, I think it's so important, because I think step one is to make sure we have the communication and support going back and forth. I think that the country's going to be saved. It won't be by an act of Congress. It's going to be by the state legislatures. And so we want to have that kind of nexus, that narrative going, and that communication back and forth with them. Then I think the second thing is as these get stronger and they themselves take on the fights for the conservative and those legislative legislatures around the country, they'll know that they have our support. And then from there, I think, Phil, it's a natural development that it wouldn't surprise me if you saw the development of a reinvigoration, if you will, of the Tea Party movement around the country. Some of the grassroots, whether it's a freedom forum, a freedom corps, freedom fighters, whatever we're going to call them, whatever they want to do. But I would imagine that'll be a natural response to this, and we'll become a more cohesive and as we become more cohesive, we're going to be more effective on all of these myriad of issues that we're facing today. And what I would see, Phil.
I completely agree, and I think it's reasonable to say, at least my experience has been, is that while we are affected in our daily lives by what comes out of D.C., very often what comes out of our state house and Senate can affect our lives back home just as much, if not more. And having a conservative caucus pushing for conservative agendas at the state level is so important.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, I think the founders of this country envisioned that the states would be James Madison talked about a vertical and a horizontal check. The horizontal check is separation of powers, but the vertical check are the states checking the federal government from overreach and being too broad. And so I think it's really important to have this communication, this strength, this support going back and forth. And that's how we envision this.
Well, and I'm looking forward to takeoff, because I think right now there is a general mood across the nation that we want something that tells us, number one, that those we elect are not just saying it on a campaign sign. They're going to go down to their state capitals, and they're going to make it happen. And when you band together with others of a like mind, and you're able to block vote, or for that matter, push for an agenda that would not have been picked up otherwise, there's strength in numbers, and I think we need that because right now, like you said, too often leadership gets soft, and they can tend to run over those who are not banded together, if you will.
No, I think that's right, and I've been out there myself in Arizona, being on a legislative island, if you will, just me and maybe a couple other outcasts trying to hold the line on whatever the issue may be, and sooner or later, we come around. We tend to see that the conservative viewpoint, there's pendulums and it comes back. And this is to make sure that we strengthen that, bolster that, and advance the cause of what I would say is a reinvigoration of federalism. So I'm so excited about it. I'm excited that you're there. I wish we were there. We kind of got squeezed by Speaker Pelosi, and that's the way she does it. But this is going to be, I think, the future of the party.
Well, and I agree, and I think our party needs to reclaim that mantle right now, because you know, there are times when I'm frustrated. There's some great, great, solid conservative members of the Republican Party, and I know that for a fact, and I have no qualms about saying it, but I also know that there are those who have just put an R by their name to get elected, and that too often the brand gets weakened. I think when we form a caucus once in a while, we set a standard that other people realize that if they'll jump on board, they will have strength in numbers and we will get something done. And so my hope is to see that spread, not just from the first state coming out of the gate tonight, but definitely into Alabama and beyond. That's exactly what we need.
Well, Phil, I'll just tell you, when you use the word standard, that's exactly what I have in mind as well, that we set the standard of people who keep their promises, people who respect our principles, our values, our rights, the limitations of government. And as we set that standard and hold up to it, I think America will be a better place. I think we'll get more and more people attracted to that message, and we'll get stronger yet.
Well, and Congressman, having said that, you just set the standard for the rest of this show. So I can't thank you enough for your time. I know you're busy, but it meant a lot for you to kick off Right Side Radio today with that kind of input. So Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona, chairman of the Freedom Caucus, we certainly appreciate your time, and thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Phil. Keep up the good work.
All right. Take care now. All right, folks. You just heard Congressman Andy Biggs, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. He's the outgoing chairman, actually. Congressman Scott Perry, I believe, is taking his place very soon. But Congressman Andy Biggs, you may have seen him on Fox News or Newsmax or some of the others. You may have read some of his periodicals. I've got one of his articles I'm going to quote from some of my resourcing for the show today. But he is talking about exactly what is necessary, what is needed. We need people who will band together, conservatives who can get in the mix together and form a block, and at times move an agenda that conservatives need to see happening. Folks, I'm telling you, gotta have it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.